Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A 55-year-old Pembine man who says he shot his wife accidentally has made his initial appearance in Marinette County Circuit Court. Gary Rogge waived his right to a speedy trial Tuesday. He told police he was drunk and demonstrating a quick draw when he shot his wife, Shelley. An autopsy showed she was shot with the gun's muzzle pressed against her chest. Rogge returns to court on February 13th. And the number of calls to a statewide problem gambling hotline rose last year, and the amount of money people were behind also went up, according to a report issued Tuesday. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling fields calls from people whose gambling habits are starting to negatively affect their lives. Executive Director Rose Blazinski says the numbers are rising.
Last year, in 2018, we had 13,869 calls to our helpline. That's in comparison to 2017, where we had 12,674 calls. So we're about 1,200 calls over the previous year. Say another significant thing, I think, is that our average debt last year was $76,821. So that was quite a jump.
Blazinski says the indebtedness led some of the callers to be considering drastic action.
We had 10 callers reported thoughts of suicide or suicide attempts, and those are the ones that we're aware of. Not everybody will give us that information, but to us that's a real significant number. It probably is a little bit low because we know in general compulsive gamblers have a higher suicide rate than other addictions.
And Blazinski says a person seeking help has several ways to contact them.
Well, we encourage them to give us a call at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, and we also have a chat line at wi-problemgamblers.org or our text line, which is 850-888-HOPE.
And the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling is a statewide organization with a mission to provide resources, public awareness, and education on gambling disorders while maintaining a strict neutrality on the issue of legalized gambling. Republican legislative leaders say there are some areas where they will be able to work with Democratic Governor Tony Evers, but they said they were disappointed by his priorities for the current session. Evers gave his State of the State address Tuesday night. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says Evers should give up his call for Medicaid expansion. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has heard a lot of partisan rhetoric and he's standing firm on his refusal to accept the scope of a corporate tax credit program. And the main element of Congressman Ron Kind's plan to end the partial federal government shutdown would fund border modifications with funds from other taxpayer dollars. The Wisconsin Democrat says his first priority is to get the government running again so federal workers can be paid. Kind says it is not fair to hold them hostage over a policy dispute. The La Crosse politician says the country's immigration system is broken and in badly need of repair. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for isolated snow showers, cloudy with a high near 20. Tonight, 30% chance of snow, cloudy, low around 6. Thursday, scattered morning snow showers and cold, temperatures falling throughout the day tomorrow with wind chill values dropping to between 10 and 20 below and northwest winds of 25 miles an hour. Cold Thursday night, 19 below with wind chills up to 40 below. And then Friday, sunny and cold with a high near 3 below zero. Saturday, sunny and cold, high near 3 above. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR with Captain Doug. I'm Ken Kroll.